Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Online Workshops. Lullabot's affordable new series of web-based workshops brings our interactive training right to your computer screen. Live events featuring streaming video and screen sharing put our instructor right in front of you to answer your questions and show you how to use Drupal. Each attendee also receives their own Drupal site where they can implement and experiment with the exercises of each lesson. For more information about these and all of Lullabot's upcoming training events, visit lullabot.com/training.
Well, I'm Nate Quicksketch-Haug, work for Lullabot, as you know, but about 8 months ago, I got ownership of the file field and image field modules from Daryl Oprey, who sort of went on vacation from the Drupal community for a little while. But way back when, it was probably 2 years ago or something like that, I used to be a maintainer for image field in the Drupal 5 version, and then went on leave from that for a little while. And so it's always been there that I've been really interested in image handling and wanting to do a lot of stuff with it, but never really quite had the full capacity to make all those things happen that I wanted to have until recently with CCK and Drupal 7. Finally, like, the doors are open for putting it all together.
And so I guess there was a lot of little chunks that had to go in, like little piecemeal sort of like sections. So maybe talk about like which chunks sort of went in what order.
There were so many chunks, it's kind of hard to even remember all of them. Things like really bizarro things started getting in the way. I mean, obviously CCK was the first requirement, and that was when it really became clear, now is the time for getting this done. But there were so many other things that were like broken. Like, there was no UI, for instance, for CCK, and we can't replace upload module, which has a UI, with CCK that doesn't have a UI. So the UI needed to be added in. And funny things like the breadcrumbs don't work very well, even in Drupal 6. And in Drupal 7, it would have been impossible to add the entire breadcrumb trail for image styles, which is now used to be image cache, with the breadcrumb trails so broken as they were. So I had to fix breadcrumbs to get in image cache. And it's just like the list of stuff that had to go in was just utterly ridiculous. But now all the small pieces have all gotten taken care of. And now all that we really need to do, upload module is still in core, and we just need to get rid of it, pull it out, and make file field the replacement for all file handling.
And so Dries had mentioned in his keynote that there was an exception and an image field was on there. So what's sort of like left to be done in terms of this sort of grace period before the code actually freezes?
Right. So we were given an exception of 6 more weeks, basically, to get image handling done. But it's already really, really close. Like, I think we'll get image field committed in the next week after DrupalCon with no problem whatsoever. But in the long run, we also have this larger problem of the CCK UI, which isn't very polished at this point, doesn't have the ability to configure the way that formatters are displayed. They're supposed to have the ability to say, I want to display this as an image. And then you can configure that formatter and say, I want to use this image style or this thumbnail, and I want to link it to the node, and I want it to be in a lightbox. You know, the formatter should now be configurable in Drupal 7. The API supports it, but the UI does not. So that sort of thing is going to need to come in later once the UI actually has the capability to configure the way these images are going to be displayed.
And so there's a contrib module that you built, the Form Builder module. I'm just curious as to, like, is that Form Builder module a part of the CCK UI, or is that just sort of, like, going to be destined for contrib?
Yeah, Gabor made a really strong effort in trying. He successfully ported Form Builder to Drupal 7 in hopes that we would be able to use Form Builder as the CCK UI. But the problem was is that Form Builder, even though it was built to be really flexible, it didn't match up quite 100% with the CCK APIs. And so there were a lot of exceptions and a lot of ways that Form Builder wasn't really compatible with the CCK functionality. So I think Form Builder still has a lot of strong potential in the future, but the UI that we put into core is currently just the CCK head UI, which is really similar to the UI in Drupal 6. But putting Form Builder in as the CCK UI is just going to take a heck of a lot of more work. Though, at the same time, with jQuery UI and core, the number of dependencies for Form Builder have been completely removed, and it'll be much, much easier to put Form Builder in core than it was like 2 months ago.
And so I guess you've also worked on a lot of other sort of image handling things where you could sort of put images and sort of pop them into the text area. Maybe you could talk a bit about what those that you've done in Drupal 6 and where those are going to go in like Drupal 7.
Yeah, so specifically, I think you're talking about the module file field insert and maybe file field sources, which lets you use an existing image on your site in multiple places, or lets you just type in the URL from a Flickr image and transfer it over. And those modules aren't part of what got into Drupal core, because the stuff that got into Drupal core is essentially image field and file field exactly. But those modules will live on in Drupal 7 as contributed modules. They'll probably be shortened, like file field insert won't be called file field insert. It'll probably be called file insert, or maybe just shortened all the way down to insert, because it's such a useful thing to be able to say, okay, I'm going to just use the approach I used to use for uploading an image, only now there's going to be an insert button next to it. And I click insert, and it pops it up into the text area or WYSIWYG or what have you. And that's the sort of thing that I think, when we get a WYSIWYG editor in core, it's going to make absolute total sense that we have that same functionality that file field insert gives us in Drupal 6, where you upload a file and you want to insert it into a WYSIWYG or inline into the HTML. And that sort of functionality is so useful, but it's kind of like the CCK and file field in Drupal 7. You know, the time was right for that stuff, and so we did it. But the timing isn't quite right for inline image handling yet, because we don't yet have any WYSIWYG support in core. So when WYSIWYG support comes along, I think the timing will be right for inline handling of images as part of that solution.
And was there something, anything regarding WYSIWYG that got into the Drupal 7?
There was a lot of excitement around WYSIWYG early on in the Drupal 7 release cycle, but that kind of waned at some point, and unfortunately, there's no WYSIWYG support in Drupal 7 beyond what there is in Drupal 6. That is, you know, there's no WYSIWYG when you download it. There's no WYSIWYG settings, or there's no editor settings or anything like that. But what has happened was input format became tied to the text field or text area element. So you can say pound type equals text area, and then you can say pound input format, and then give it an input format default. And that is a really, really helpful tool for WYSIWYGs. It basically makes WYSIWYG API, the Drupal module in Drupal 6 that's I would recommend for doing any sort of WYSIWYG, whether it's TinyMC or FCK editor, it makes the job of that module really, really easier. Because right now, it has to do this crazy looping through the form to try to find the input format and bind that to the text area. And the whole calculation there is kind of complicated and messy. But now that the input format is tied directly to the text area, that process is a lot easier. And it makes it so that the WYSIWYG and input format and the text area can all be bound together in a much more streamlined fashion.
And so since the image cache essentially now is image style in Drupal core and 7, you know, there's the old approach of like the image module where each image that you upload would be a node. Is that sort of like destined to no longer be the case now that this capability is in Drupal core?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that are really worried about the loss of image as a node. Like each image is exactly a node. But that capability isn't gone. It's just we've added more flexibility, so it doesn't have to be that way. So now you could have multiple images tied to a node. Let's say you're making an article and you want to upload 6 images to it. You don't need to create the article node plus 6 image nodes. You can just create the one article node and upload 6 images to it. But if you want to still have each image equals a node, that functionality is still totally there. You just make an image or a content type called image, add an image field to it, make it a single value, and you've produced all of image module, the traditional image module from Drupal 6, by just making a single content type with a single image field attached to it. And so you can still maintain that current concept if that's what you're wanting.
And so you've done a lot of sort of core JavaScript work with the drag and drop and other sort of user interface focused things. I'm just curious, what was your interest in images in Drupal core and why you've sort of carried this through to the point of actually getting it in?
Yeah, basically, I'm really interested in making things that should be easy, because right now there's a lot of things that should be easy that are really hard. And I think really my interest in just about anything Drupal related. It's not necessarily tied to images. It just so happens that images were the most clearly defined thing that it was like, this is really hard and the concept is really easy. And trying to reconcile that, making it so that the easy things should be easy. And it just so happens that for this release, images were the thing that were so clear that we finally needed to fix this.
And one of the things about the images is the security, I guess, for people being uploading images. And, you know, it's an input format that's not within the default of filtered HTML input format. It's the image tag is not included in there. So I'm just curious as to, like, you know, now that this capability is in Drupal core, what the implications are for people sort of uploading images in a community-based site.
Yeah, I think that's something that we'd probably really like to change. I mean, it's a huge usability problem that the default input format doesn't allow images. But at the same time, that's because everyone is allowed to use the default input format. So you could have users basically like inserting statistics tracking images into your comments or doing something like that where they're inserting an image that does something completely different than just inserting an image. What I think we need there is we need finer control over input formats, which there already is a really, really great patch that removes the default input format, removes the default and adds something that it calls a fallback, where you can rearrange the input formats and make it so administrators have full HTML, authenticated users have filtered HTML, and maybe anonymous users have this fallback format that makes it so that they can't upload images, but an authenticated user can, and it's allowed by default, and an administrator is allowed to post all tags by default. And so basically it removes the default input format entirely and makes it so that the default depends on how many permissions you have. And so it'll always default to the one that's selected first for that role. So it removes all of the confusion around, like, okay, I have to give anonymous users the ability to post images for your administrators to post images. That whole concept of a single default across all users, it just isn't very suitable for most sites.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.